Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzzbinging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Outlander Season 4, Episode 7, Creme de Menthe, Episode 8, First Wife, Episode 9, The Doldrums, and Episode 10, Heaven and Earth.
And because we're feeling a little seasick, we're having some lemon ginger tea. We have our usual disclaimers, which include
that there will be cursing.
There's definitely going to be cursing in this one. There will be spoilers for this part of season 3. If you've not gotten this far, you will be surprised. If you've gone past it and forgotten it, we will remind you of the things that you have forgotten. Like I said, we're having lemon ginger tea because one of us is not feeling well, and there's a lot of not feeling well in this series of episodes. So we thought it would be appropriate. So let's get started. Season 3, episode 7.
Season 4. Sorry, it is season 3.
Season 3.
Did I say season 4 at the beginning?
She's not feeling well.
I meant season 3.
Yep, season 3, episode 7, Creme de Menthe.
All right, well, literally her second day in the past, and Claire's about to get raped. And like she shouldn't be surprised. Like, almost every day of her, like, 3 years back then. No, that's not the excuse. But just any time she's in the fucking past, someone's trying to rape her. And it's just like, you forgot about this part, didn't you?
But you wanted to go back to the past because you love Jamie.
Yeah.
We get how this goes. I feel like we don't need to go chronologically through these episodes because there's a lot of boring.
No, that was just the first note I had.
Yeah, it's like funny. The past has raped.
To make this go so much faster, essentially Claire pushes the guy off of her. He hits his head and she's like, I have to save him. And
which so is
she
dumb.
Tries to operate on him by drilling a hole into his skull. Everyone's like, why are you trying to save this guy? And she's just like, it's my duty as a doctor and I need to help everybody or whatever. And her surgery's unsuccessful, but while she was, like, getting supplies, she met this one guy, and he's like, my sister's crazy, and it's just like, I'll try to help you, too. Whatever. Turns out that his sister's just a schizophrenic who passes that off as a fucking
She's seer. Like a medium. Yeah, like she's a seer. Which isn't true.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
And so, essentially, what the guy was looking for were ledgers. The guy who died, the one who was looking through their shit, was looking for ledgers and brandy that Jamie had smuggled in and was keeping in the brothel basement. But they moved it from the brothel basement and moved it to, like, some guy, like, Jungian, and Fergus went and just handed it off to some guy for storage or whatever. But,
It's just
it doesn't
dumb.
Matter. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Like, older Ian's there, he's sweet, we feel bad for him.
Because he's looking for his son who's, nowhere to be found.
And Claire doesn't like lying to him. Well, that's an actual respectable thing that we are learning about.
Older
Claire.
Ian's like the best part of this episode.
Yeah, he really is.
He's also very surprised to see fucking
Claire.
And
as they are getting to the end of the episode, if you don't mind my skipping ahead, there's some Jamie Claire
episode.
Shit. Like, Jamie, Claire, there. Jamie,
there's
a fire.
Well, before that, Jungian's like, I've never had sex before, and that barmaid's hot. And for him, it's just like, the first time I had sex was a threesome. I'm like, maybe that shouldn't have been the first time I had sex. But, I mean, if you're confident, go for it, I guess. But he was just like, I'll put you guys together, I'll set you guys up, force your hand and whatever.
And so
he's about to he's hooking up with this girl and the guys who were looking for the brandy before, like one of the groupies or whatever, wanders in.
He's like, has one eye.
Yeah. He comes in and he's just like, oh yeah, well, I'm looking for the brandy and I know it's here. And Youngie's like, no the fuck it isn't. Because technically it's not. But the guy's just like, I'm going to attack you now. And they fight for a little while, and then he comes across the seditious papers that are basically treason, and that Jamie's been printing in secret and doing all and publishing in secret. And so which is a part of his story that I really just don't care about. Like, I mean, I think that they probably just should have chosen one thing. Like, does he smuggle or does he write seditious papers? And which one's going to get him in the most trouble? Because if I'm being honest, like, if the seditious papers was the only thing that was going to get him in trouble, I'd be like, oh, this is a big moment. But it's just like, no, these guys are looking for like some things he
Smuggling
smuggled,
and
but they came
right.
across this other thing. And it's just like, which one is the priority here? I
Right.
need to know so that I know which I should actually care about. And I said that from the beginning. I'm just like, oh, like I think that it would have been interesting for Jamie to have like a Valjean arc where he's like, I was a traitor on the run, but I turned to the good side or whatever, but I'm still me deep down with the seditious papers and whatever. That would have been one thing. But adding the smuggling makes no fucking sense to me.
Well, so like he's just constantly putting himself at risk, which is, you know, part of Ian, the dad's point, and also part of Claire's point. Like, you know, you're putting your child, his young Ian, at risk by doing this, and you should be honest with him and, you know, make young Ian go home. And for whatever reason, Jamie's kind of nonchalant about it. Fine.
For one reason or
Right.
another.
So this fire starts. Jamie runs into the fire to try to save young Ian, who has gotten trapped. And of course, Claire and Fergus and everybody else is outside going, "Oh no, Jamie!" And we have some Claire, Jamie yelling back and forth kind of thing. Actually, it's really only one-sided, but whatever.
Well, they have an
Oh,
argument before they do the.
yeah, of course they do.
The so what I
Was I
all I
thinking?
wrote down was Claire and Jamie have an issue about how she raised Brianna to wear bikinis because it's the 50s and bikinis were a thing and still
60s.
are.
60s.
50s and 60s.
Yeah, but bikinis became a thing in the 60s.
Whatever. 60s. And she points out the hypocrisy of just like, okay, well, I'm the parent. I don't see you parenting your child. Like, I
Well,
mean,
that and you live in a brothel.
that too, that
Like,
too.
what the
That's
hell?
the main crux of the argument. But I also have the added thing of like, yeah, no, you didn't even give birth. You provided
Fathered.
life to this child. However, you're not the one raising him. You've never raised a child
Yeah,
before.
you
You don't
don't.
know what that's like. And I'm sorry that you weren't there for me raising our child, but like, you don't have a say in what I've already done.
Right, we're
Like,
not taking it back
it's in
now.
the past, literally the future.
Way
But you
over.
know, it's like you've got to just get over it, dude. Like, you can be upset about the fact that you didn't get to raise Brianna all you want. It's not going to change the fact that you didn't. And
Right. I mean, there's just an idiotic argument. And then he runs into the fire. And of course, she's feeling, oh my God, I'm going to lose Jamie forever because I had a fight with him and he ran into a fire.
oh, but there's also the element of Jamie being like, well, did you fall in love with Frank? And it's just like, no.
Yeah.
And I think it's so funny
Because,
that
well, she's like,
Claire.
what do you think I came back with? She answers every question with the question, I want to beat the shit out of her. Can I just do
Literally,
that?
just like, please just answer the
Yeah,
question.
just
Just
answer the
say no.
question.
And I think that it's so fascinating that while, like, she loves baring her soul every now and then, she does not explain to him how awful the years of marriage to Frank were.
Exactly.
She
And she would
doesn't
have.
describe, hey,
He was sleeping around. It, you
he
know.
had a long-term affair during our marriage. I let it happen because I didn't feel anything, but when I tried to re-spark our relationship, it didn't work. And
Because I
because I
love
love
you.
you. Literally just say that.
Right. I mean, I guess I don't know. There's a lot of stupid there. In any case, there's fire. Of course, you know, Jamie is super strong and carries young Ian out and, you know, it looks like a hero and well, I mean he is. And as, you know, they're trying to nurture them back together, Fergus and Jamie are talking and Fergus says something. Well, about well, you haven't told her about the first wife, the second wife, or
The
and
wife.
the wife, the other wife, And we're like, dun dun dun, and the episode
I
ends.
honestly didn't even hear that. I was so
Yeah.
because I know what happens, obviously, but I just tuned out this last bit of the
Right,
episode.
that's because there's a discussion about like Claire's like, we need to take Young Ian to Lollybrook because
Right.
Jamie's like, all right, well, now that they know they burned down my print shop and I'm gonna be on the run again, I want to go to France and we can do all these things. And Claire's like, look, we need to take Young Ian back to Lollybrook because Ian, the dad's already left to go back. And she, and Young Ian, she's like, we need to take him back to his parents. We're not gonna just drag him to France without telling them. We need to go back to Lollybrock too, and then we can go and do whatever adventure you want to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like you cannot just lie to a parent about where their child is. That's just
Kidnapping. It's just
not
kidnapping.
okay.
No.
Even if the child came of their own volition, that is fucked for you to be like,
True.
oh, I
It's
have no
not
idea where your
kidnapping.
child is, even though you're the one taking care of the child while they're like away from home.
Yeah, you
Like you
shouldn't do
can't
that.
be
Yeah.
like that with a parent. You could just say, hey, I know where your child is. He's
He's safe.
fine. He's not going to get into any more trouble, even though he's getting into trouble with you, but
Right.
he's okay.
Right. I'm keeping him physically safe. Or what you can do is like put the parent off for like a day or two. Like, hey, we'll look around for the next couple of days and talk to the young person and say, hey, look, you need to talk to your dad. He's in town.
Literally,
Go talk
like,
to him.
have the child talk to their parent and be
Yeah.
like, this is what it's what's
This is
about.
the what I'm choosing, right?
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that is not what happens. And we have this discussion between Jamie and Fergus, where Fergus is like, "You haven't told her about the other wife." And it's like, "Da da da," and oh my God, we need Ned Gowan, and blah blah blah. There's not a lot said about it, but you it is
But
definitely
it's
the
clearly
cliffhanger.
something about legal advice, which is
It's
not
so dumb. It is
great.
so dumb. And so that's the end of the episode. What were your best parts of this?
Claire trying to help people, I guess. Like, I think there's some moral uprightedness about her, even though she was the one to cause the damage to the that guy that was attacking her. She still is willing to help him. And I think I also in general think that it's a good plan for them to revive the person so that they can get information out of him
If that's
about
possible,
what they know,
I'm a
considering they know
little.
that he's staying at the brothel, they know that there's possibly stuff short of
I'm
the
actually
brothel.
with Jamie on this one, but go ahead.
I just think that it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to just let this guy die like slowly in front of me. Like she wasn't even like the one who like I don't even know if she pushed him. I think he
She
just
did.
fell.
She
Did
pushed
she
him.
push him?
Yeah, she pulled a knife and they were struggling and. Yeah, she pushed him and he fell and hit his head. It doesn't matter. What Jamie's point was is, look, in this day and age, you're alone in a room with
Oh
a
yeah, his I
guy
forgot about that, yeah.
and they're going to arrest you for killing him. And I can't stand to have that happen to you. So we're not doing, we need to just let him die. And of course, he
Yeah.
ends up dying anyway. And she's all like stupid upset about it. It's
Well,
really
she's
dumb.
stupid
I don't want to
upset
talk
about it
about
by
it.
being like, well, why don't we just call the police? It's like you realize the police is different, right?
It's
You realize it's like 200 years in the past where women don't have a right to do anything and they're being blamed for everything because of misogyny. Like it doesn't matter if it was in self-defense, Claire, in this case, because they're going to see it as an attack on this man, and they're going to arrest you, and you'll probably get hanged. So I actually, yeah, no, I'm on,
I'm on
yeah,
Jamie's side
but
here.
I, in general, I'm like glad that Claire isn't completely heartless in that idea of like, oh
Yeah.
well, I don't want him to die, but
Yeah. Did
like,
you have any other good parts?
Ian, I like Ian.
Yeah, adult Ian, big Ian, I like in this. That's the only thing I wrote down. I didn't like Claire. What were your worst parts?
Random rapist attacker guy. Sir Percival, who's the guy who's looking for the
Brandon.
casks. Deceiving Ian is so wrong in so many ways. It makes me so upset. And I would say the argument between Jamie and Claire, it was one that needed to happen, but I think the way it happens is so annoying. And I think that her not Like, we don't know exactly how much that the others told them, like,
Right, because we're
because we
hoping
get
that there are
montage.
conversations. Yeah, we're hoping there are conversations we have not seen or
Yeah,
heard.
but like, okay, so what happened in your 20 years of marriage to Frank? Like, he could, and the reasoning for him to be like, well, did you fall in love with him because you were with him for 20 years? It's like, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Much like your 20 years of whatever the fuck you were doing doesn't mean anything to her.
Right, and it's just,
Anyway.
I feel like Claire needs to be way more open about her, like, and you'd think that it would be easy to be like, well, I missed you so much that I couldn't even think about Frank, or like, this
Just
the
tell the
only,
truth. Just tell the truth. It's
literally
not
just
that
tell the
hard.
truth.
It's not.
The communication issues this season are so fucking stupid. I feel like they didn't have this bad of a communication
Problem before?
before.
No. What? Any other bad
That's
parts?
all I wrote down.
All right. So mine were Jamie lying, which, you know, the whole lying
Pisses me
about
off.
Ian, lying about all the stuff, and lying about having another wife, all that stuff pisses me off. Claire being stubborn just got on my last nerve with this. Like, oh, I have to save this guy. Oh, I didn't save him, and it's the fault of this time we're living in. And why did I come back here? Kind of thing is the way she's sounding.
She sounds like that for the next like few episodes.
Yeah,
It's
it's really
really
annoying.
annoying.
And then young Ian getting caught in the fire, I thought was bad. I mean, I don't fault him necessarily, but it felt a bit contrived to me that he was even there. And how was it that Jamie knew that he was there in the print shop having sex with
Of
someone? I
young,
mean,
yeah, I
explains
that would
it.
be one thing if like Fergus was like, oh, that's where they were going to go to be. No.
Their
He the
liaison.
reason he knew is because young Ian like sleeps there.
All the time, I guess. I don't know.
That's
Whatever.
if there's a bed in there, so he sleeps there.
Right, but Jamie used to sleep there. So where did young Ian sleep before?
I don't know. Maybe there's another bed. I don't know, Mom.
That's dumb. Anyway,
I don't
what grade
know.
did you give this episode?
C.
I gave it a C minus.
Okay.
We're moving on to not so much better.
I think it's just more. I think that's it, I guess.
They get back to Lallybroch. And this is in season 3, episode 8,
The First Wife.
The First Wife, which
That sounds like a Game of Thrones title.
it does, but that would be more fun on Game of Thrones, honestly, because someone might actually die. That would be super fun. Anyway, so Jenny is shocked to see Claire. She's pissed. She's pissed about young Ian. All that's understandable.
He's pissed about like not hearing about the fact that Claire's alive
Yeah,
and
like she had just heard about it from her husband.
Ian's initial reaction to Claire being there, he's just like, we mourned you. You realize that, right? Because and this is brought up later in this episode, but if Claire's like cover story for what she was up to, that if she hadn't like left the time period or whatever. Her cover story is essentially, well, I kind of just wandered and I wanted to separate myself from everything because Jamie was dead, or I thought Jamie was dead, and so I went to Boston and I had a whole life there, and then for one reason or another I came back and whatever. It makes zero sense, but
Yes.
it also does not like remedy the fact that you didn't like send a letter to Jenny or Ian, you know, your family
Yeah, right.
in-laws, and you didn't go back home. You didn't do any of that shit. So they have every right to be upset that you didn't tell them that you were alive.
Well, right, and they're upset with Jamie for not telling them either. Because, but you know, we find out over the course of this episode why that happened. But the whole time, Jenny is furious with Claire. She's furious with Jamie about keeping young Ian. She's furious with young Ian, who keeps like injecting things like, "I'm an adult now. I know how these things work. We can make this happen, whatever." And she's just like, "No."
Jenny also like to add to like the story that they're weaving is like Jamie's like, okay, well, Claire escaped to a nearby village, but redcoats
Slaughtered
invaded and
everyone.
slaughtered everyone, but she escaped somehow and she got on a boat immediately and left. It's like you can still send a fucking letter.
Exactly, and that's
That
Jenny's
doesn't
point.
prevent you from sending a fucking letter.
Well, and what Claire claims is, oh, I met a man and had to get married and it was
But she
necessary.
said, I had a husband back in Boston. That's all she
Well,
said.
no. What she says to Jenny in this episode is, I had to, and it's complicated, like it was life or death kind of thing, is the
Sure.
way she makes it sound. But that doesn't explain anything to Jenny, like why?
Jenny also is just like, you think I'm going to buy that your wife abandoned you,
When
didn't
she
know that you were dead, if you were dead or not, that your wife who spent weeks trying to find you when the redcoats captured
yeah
you think I'm gonna fucking
it
believe
like
that?
busted you out of this like Fort William or whatever. It's like,
Did
yeah, at
all
least it's
she could
not
to save you. Like, no, that's
no
just inaccurate. It's false. It's
it's one
dumb.
of the things that it does lead to is there's some interesting stuff that happens. So Ian and Jenny have a lot more kids and
Well, grandkids.
kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
And none of them are treating Jamie like an uncle. And definitely not treating Claire like an aunt.
Because
And
they don't know them.
they don't know them, right? And so over the course of it, Jamie and Claire are in the bedroom talking about whatever they're talking about. And
Oh,
they're like about to
really
have sex
quickly,
or something.
well, really quickly before that, Jamie harkens back to that treasure bullshit with Lord John Grey.
I forgot.
He found on that island. All I wrote down when they went did flashbacks for this was cue Jamie yelling Claire wet, and
Yeah,
he
so yes, we are hearkening back to his attempt,
at
fail, I would
finding
say.
Claire.
No, his attempt to be Colin Firth coming out of the lake with a wet shirt. I will say Jonathan Bailey does it better. I
He does.
definitely.
He does. But he essentially found treasure that belongs to Clan Fraser
Miss
and
Mackenzie.
is Mackenzie. Okay, never mind.
It's got the Mackenzie crest.
Sure. And so he's like, And
And it's a
so he,
chest
yeah,
full of
he's,
stuff.
it's full of like gold and jewels and shit. And he took the
One sapphire.
sapphire and gave it to Lord John Grey and all that stuff.
But he left the rest of it there because he couldn't, swim with it all the way back.
He's
Which
just
makes
not a
what
fucking idiot.
happened later really, really stupid.
It's
Proceeding.
stupid regardless.
Yeah.
Literally take a fucking boat. Either
Yes.
way.
I mean,
It makes me
we are
so
going to get
mad.
there in
It
just a
makes me
second.
so
We're going to get
mad.
there in a second.
And so he does all that stuff
There's
and
something to make you mad before then.
oh yes.
Oh,
Right
yes.
now.
So
So
they're about
they're
to have sex.
well, yeah, probably. They when are they not? And they're talking and all that stuff, and then two women, two young,
Girls.
well, one young girl and one like teenager, burst into the room and are calling him daddy.
And they're like, Daddy, who's this woman? And Claire's like, what?
Eh?
What?
I'm
And
sorry.
one of them's redheaded, so she's like really like, holy
Freaking
shit,
out.
what is happening
And
here?
then the wife steps in, and you'll never guess who it is.
You will totally guess who it is. It's
Fucking
fucking Larry.
Larry.
I mean, come on. And
Your
Claire
standards went to hell,
loses
Jane.
her shit. She is furious, which is understandable.
I'm sorry, but you got on her ass about going back to Frank, even though
Yeah.
you told her to, but you got together with fucking Leary, who wanted to
Yes.
burn her at the stake.
Well, right. And who, like, you claimed to never have had any feelings for. She was married to Frank before you guys got married, and you knew this.
She told you straight up, I did love Frank before I met you, but then I love you more.
Right. And that's why I'm here,
And I
motherfucker.
couldn't re-spark those feelings when I left because I still loved you,
Yeah.
dumbass.
Dumbass. But
And
no.
so
Oh.
Leary's just like, you bitch, you're with my husband. And she's like, I'm
By the
sorry,
way,
husband.
and calls her a heer. And then, of course, her daughter starts calling her a heer over and over again. That's Marcellia.
It turns out that, yeah, I like Marcellia. I like.
Eventually, I like Marcellia. Initially, she's so much like Larry, it's terrifying.
She's less annoying than Leary to me. Either way, so he has to explain to the younger stepchild because these are not his children. These are
Her
Leary's children from her other marriages because she's had two of them, I think.
and to his widow twice. Makes you think,
And
doesn't it?
sure. Either way, she. talk he talks to his younger stepchild and is just like, listen, that's my wife, my first wife. Me and your mom never really got along, so it really is not that big of a deal. He's telling a child that's great. And either way, Claire
So
is really upset.
they get into a big fight, which needs to happen,
No,
honestly.
this fight pisses me off.
It does.
It needs to
It makes me
happen.
happy.
It needs to happen, but it's so fucking annoying, the perspectives that are shown, particularly on Jamie's part, that are shown in this fucking argument. So Claire's upset that he got married and didn't tell her, period. But let alone that, getting married to Leary
Like,
is
of all people,
crazy.
of all people,
And
Leary.
he's just like, well, we got married and she was a widow and we lived apart most of the time and whatever. And it's
And
just
he
like, is
gives
that
this
supposed to
like
make you
flashback
feel
story
better?
to some Christmas thing, whatever. I don't care. The flashback is stupid and is a waste of energy. But
The flashback is just to show that it was mostly the kids or whatever
right, he
that.
wanted the kids to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And Jenny wanted him to marry,
Jenny
which
wanted him to get out of his funk.
yes,
And
and
somehow,
figured sex was going to
Leary was
handle
the
it.
part that needed to happen. And
No.
so he, and then Jamie uses the defense, you told me to be kind to Leary. And she said, I told you to thank her once, not to marry her. And then he's just like, even though you left me, and I'm like, I'm so fucking sorry, left you?
Yeah,
You were the
no.
one who literally
You
pushed her
forced
into
it.
a
You
rock.
forced it,
You pushed
motherfucker.
her into that rock. You
Yeah.
wanted her to, you didn't want her to leave. You said that she needed to, and she just let it happen because she thought it would make you happy or feel safer or whatever. She did that shit for you. She wanted to stay. You
Exactly.
absolute dickhead.
Yes.
And he's just like, do you know what it's like to live without a heart? And she's like, yes, for
I
the past
just
20
spent a
years.
long, long, long time doing exactly that.
Literally, like, this is why I want her. This is when I wanted her to say, well, actually, no, I wanted her to say this way before now, but her just tell him, I was miserable in that marriage for the past 20 years. The only thing that kept me going was our daughter.
Right, that's what you should have said. That's what
Literally,
you
just say the
are
words,
our
Claire.
daughter and my job. That's it.
And my really close friend group. That's it.
Not she didn't even have that much of a close
One
friend. She had
friend,
one
it's
guy.
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe
no.
kept me going. Like, are
Ugh.
you kidding me? Like, Claire, just use your words.
Yeah, fuck all the way up. But they get into a physical fight and then they're about to have sex when Jenny comes in and throws water on them like they're running dogs, which is
Hysterical.
hilarious. And Claire and Jenny talk about stuff that.
Jenny apparently told her daughter to go and find Leary and her children so that they can have the confrontation, which, I mean, I
I
have two
don't like
minds about
it.
it. I
I don't
don't
like
like that
it.
she's butting into the personal business, but I also think that it was necessary for, like, I wish there was like a conversation between Jenny and
Jamie.
Jamie before then, being like, you need to fucking tell her. And if he
If you
said
don't
no,
tell her, I will.
yeah, exactly. If that, if there was a
Which should have
conversation,
happened. And of course, Jamie's excuse for not telling Claire was that he was afraid that she'd just get mad and leave. And she's like I'm doing right now,
So when you didn't tell me and I found out
Yeah, you could have just
via
fuck.
other people.
Yeah, you should have just told me. And he's like, I was just so afraid that you'd go back and I couldn't handle not having it, which is it's sweet in a way.
Yeah.
But it's also like you shouldn't lie to her,
You
period.
shouldn't lie to
Because
her.
then you start to wonder, like, what else are you lying to me about? Which, is a legit concern.
But Claire and Jenny talk, and Jenny's like, time didn't fucking freeze when you left. You realize that, right?
Yeah,
We
we've
had to
talked
go
about
on
this.
without
Um,
you and all that stuff.
yeah.
And
Yeah, we've talked about it. Toward the end of this episode, Leary shows up with a gun. Because so they're out, like Claire's getting ready to leave. She's like packed up her shit and she's gonna go off back to the Stones or whatever the fuck she's gonna do. And Jamie stops her and says, "You are the only person that I have ever loved," because they're still kind of arguing. And he says it really loud. And then Leary comes around the corner with a gun. She's like, "There's the answer. Get away from him, you whore!" And she fires the gun accidentally into Jamie's shoulder, which is dumb.
So fucking dumb
And dramatic. Oh my God, such fucking
and so
drowning.
Claire has to operate on him and because that's their love language or whatever.
Yeah.
And so then young Ian is a good boy and gives her some whiskey
Oh,
because she needs
I
it.
failed to mention when they did the flashback going back to the little island, there was a whole bunch of him yelling Claire.
I never said
Oh,
that.
did you? Claire, Jamie, Claire, Jamie. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Either way. So yeah, Jamie explains why he married Leary. It's her daughters because they were sweet and charming, brought him out of the depths of despair, blah blah blah, and they need to be taken care of, blah blah blah.
Ned Gowan shows up and basically is like, look, if, because the first wife is still alive, the second marriage is null and void, but Larry wants alimony and he thinks he can talk her down to a certain amount of alimony. And
It's still a high amount for the
it's,
time, but you know what? Whatever.
yeah, but basically they just want to be rid of her.
But to pay the alimony, he needs that treasure chest.
It's just dumb.
That is dumb.
It's really dumb. So they're going to go and get the treasure chest off the island. That's the plan. And young Ian is going to go with them because, of course, Jamie can't swim because his sh shoulder's been shot into.
Yeah.
And so that's.
Oh, also at this point, Jenny has given Claire another chance. Either way, so they're on. Jamie and Claire are watching from the cliffside, watching as young Ian swims. Even
Like,
like
when
they
is he going to get back? I'm sorry.
literally that, but also you could have just brought a fucking boat.
Yeah, get a rowboat. Not that hard.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Either way, they're watching, and Claire's just like, I don't know, maybe I should go back to my own time, and maybe we're not meant to be together now. And it's like, what?
And Jamie's like, what the fuck are you
R
talking
with
about?
all of that shit that just happened, really?
Really. And we're all doing the same thing, saying, really. And then we notice that there's a sailing ship, a large like
Pirate ship.
pirate ship, three masted, coming around the spirit of the island. And young Ian's going, I got the chest. Like, what are you gonna do? Swim back with a chest full of treasure? That's just dumb. And he gets stopped by, yes, you guessed it, pirates. And taken, he gets kidnapped. And all I could think, and I said it at the time, is like, this is a bad Bridgerton prequel thing, except that he's a boy.
It would have been so much hotter if it was a girl.
Yeah.
Or
And it was a
if
hot
young Ian
pirate.
favors the opposite sex or it's the same sex
Something,
or whatever.
whatever. But no, that is not what happens.
Oh,
And
imagine
then.
if there was like a pirate queen or whatever. That'd be cool.
Whatever. Didn't happen.
Didn't
So
happen.
here we
And
are.
also, he's scrappy dude, so I don't, he doesn't fucking deserve a pirate queen.
In
Anyway.
any case, that's the end of the episode as he's getting kidnapped. And Jamie and Claire are like,
And they're running
Claire,
towards the
Jamie.
shoreline like they're gonna be able to do anything about
Right.
it.
I mean, like, you can't do anything. What the
Like,
fuck? Or
Claire,
he doesn't even hear you. I mean, this is so dumb.
also Claire doesn't even try to start swimming. Jamie is the one who, with the sling who's like, oh, I'm gonna go swim after him. And Claire points out how dumb it is, but at the same time, Claire's not making any moves to do anything.
Like these woolen skirts and shit on, like she's gonna be able to do anything. It's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. And why didn't you bring a fucking boat? But anyway, that's the end of the episode. So, what were your best parts?
Jenny, she makes a lot of good points. Ian at one point talks to Jenny and is like, your behavior is really weird and you need to stop.
Yeah, you need to keep out of their shit,
Leary's
basically.
daughters, they're nice enough. I mean, they're not doing
I
anything
don't like
wrong.
them.
They didn't do anything wrong.
I'm not saying they did anything wrong. I just don't like them because they're Larry's and they act a little
The
like
little
Larry.
girl seems nice. Either way, and drama, at least there's something going on, I guess.
Yeah, my best parts were
I wasn't
Ned. I
bored.
like Ned. Young Ian doing something. I thought that was
Getting
okay.
kidnapped.
Yeah.
He's not really doing something, it's
Yeah.
happening to him.
Well, and adult Ian being like, this is all stupid. Everyone needs to mind their own fucking business. I kind of like that. That was pretty much it. What were your worst parts?
Leery.
Oh my God, yeah.
Get over yourself.
Oh.
Putting myself in her shoes, which I never want to do. I understand her annoyance with, oh my God, she's back. You're technically my husband. What the fuck? However, You need to back the fuck off and not threaten people with fucking guns.
Yep.
Like, that's none of your fucking business.
Or if you're gonna do it, know what the fuck you're doing. She clearly doesn't know how to handle a weapon. Like, what are you doing?
And Jamie, first of all, for not being honest about it. Second of all, for that fucking argument being like, well, you left me. It's like, you forced me to. Yes, but I had to live without a heart. Yeah, me too, because you forced me to. Like,
Yeah,
literally, it was
you
your
did this.
decision. It was your decision,
Well, and
not mine.
at one point, Claire actually says to him, like, are you mad at me for coming back? He's like, yes, no, yeah. It's like,
He's very
stop it.
confused about his feelings.
Stop it.
Are you mad? Like, you gotta tell me. Like, did you want to just never see me again? Like, we can make that fucking happen, bro.
Yeah,
And then he's
exactly.
just like, I guess you're leaving. It's like, do you want me
You're acting like
to?
you're.
I'm confused.
Oh, it's bad. It's just bad. So yeah, what else did you have as worst
That's
moments?
all I wrote down.
Leary, of course, is unbelievably awful, and I hate her. And why isn't she dead? Stupid Jamie and Claire fight. I do think that a lot of the stuff he says in that is idiotic. The shooting, where because, like I said, she really should not have a gun unless she knows what she's doing. And pirates, because while I like pirates, and pirates in this time period were kind of a thing. This leads to a number of extremely derivative
Boring.
plot arcs, story arcs that I really just don't care about. What grade did you give this episode?
C plus.
No, I gave it also a C minus because I think this whole series is stupid. Let's move on to season 3, episode 9, The Doldrums. That should tell you right up there. If you don't know what the doldrums are, it's basically a calm in the water where you can't get wind and you're just going nowhere. That is kind of how things are going right now.
I hate this episode.
There's one thing I like in this episode, but go ahead.
Is it Willoughby?
It is.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
He's the only good thing, I
He's the
guess.
only good thing. So Willoughby goes with them. They charter a boat to go after Ian. Ian's the pirates were flying a Portuguese flag. They think that they can chase it down, and they're gonna go try to find him. So they get a boat. It's being captained by some dude, I can't remember his name. There's a bunch of ship stuff that is very derivative of Master and Commander. There will be even more of it because while they are at sea, they are overtaken by a
That's
warship.
way later, Mom.
Well, but nothing happens between time. Does it? No,
So
nothing.
there's a lot of superstition. They're all heading towards Jamaica, and they're very superstitious because everyone has to touch the iron horseshoe, or otherwise it'll be bad. And then
Juju.
they're sad, annoyed because there's a woman. There are actually two women on the ship because Marcelly,
Has
one of
to.
Leary's daughters, the teenager, joined them, and surprise, surprise, her and Fergus want to get married and are handfast, which is like a quasi-marriage
It's like common law, kind of, but
kind of,
not really.
but they haven't consummated, and so they're just like, oh, well, it's not real yet. And Jamie's like, there's still time.
And Jamie's like, I will not give you permission. It's like, who
And then
the
Marcelly's just like, I'm gonna fucking stay, otherwise I'm gonna tell my mom. And then he's just like, fuck, all right, fine. Either way, or she's just going to tell everybody that they have had sex or whatever, even though they haven't. It doesn't really matter.
No.
So they are. Claire becomes the ship medic, big surprise there. Willoughby helps Jamie with his seasickness through acupuncture instead of ginger tea, which Claire gives him.
We like ginger tea, honestly, but
3 weeks pass, apparently. Okay. And then Willoughby talks to Claire about stories and how they disappear after you tell them and they'll never be told the same way again. And
And the story of his life, if he tells it, it will be over and it will be gone, essentially.
Claire confirms that she loves Jamie. Big shock.
They have sex. Big
They
shock.
lost the wind and they think it's the horseshoe bullshit and
And they think there's a Jonah on board, which, of course, if you've seen Master and Commander, you know what that means, which is that they believe that someone on board the ship has brought bad luck and needs to be thrown overboard and killed. And
Eaten
so,
by a whale.
yeah, eaten by a whale. No, not exactly, but thrown overboard and killed so that they will get Luck and the Wind. And so they think it's one of Jamie's people, because some of his cask smuggling people are with them.
That who were in prison with him.
And so they're like trying to throw him overboard, trying to get him to jump overboard. And while they're having this big row about it, Willoughby steps in and starts telling a story because he notices that there is a bird that is flying low in this low to the waves. And he's a smart guy, so he starts telling this story. I think we failed to point out that while they're in this calm, like the water runs out, like there's it's getting bad. Like they don't have food and they don't have water. They have to cut back on grog. It's all bad and everybody's miserable and they all blame the Jonah. And if we were doing Veep, it would be Jonad, but it's not. So anyway, Willoughby's a smart guy, and he starts telling a story about how much he loved women and how he'd been in the emperor's court in China and so on and so forth. And at the end of his story, he throws the papers in his hand, which he's acting like that's the story he's telling. He throws them into the wind, and all of a sudden there's wind. And this rainstorm comes up, and he had realized it because of the way the bird was flying low to the water. And they all think he's a genius, and he is kind of, that's pretty smart the way he made that work. And so everyone's happy, and they're underway again, and no one had to be thrown overboard. Yay. At the end of the episode, there is a much bigger warship that is British that comes up on them, and they realize that they are low on staff. Like they don't have enough people to man this ship, and they can get impressed into service because they are also technically British citizens. And so they realize that this warship is going to want to impress the sailors into working on the warship. As it turns out,
They just need a doctor.
I just need a doctor because people
Got
have the blazing shits.
typhoid fever.
Yeah, it's typhoid fever, and Claire's knows what it is. She knows how to treat it, and she's supposed to just go onto the ship, help them get things organized, and go back to the ship that she'd been on. There's a really long, boring illness sequence that is completely unnecessary. Like she has to go through every single sick, vomiting, shitty person in the hold to get to the one that they want to film. It's annoying the way this is done. And while she's treating the guy and she's farthest away from everything, the ship starts moving. She's like, ah! And she's being kidnapped. And Jamie's like, hello! From the ship he's on. Jamie, Claire, Jamie, Claire.
Okay,
What were
whatever.
your best parts?
Fergus, I guess. I don't know.
Fergus?
Oh,
Was
fuck, I don't
Fergus
know.
even on? Oh, Fergus being like good to Marcelly?
Yeah, I like
Okay.
Fergus being like, him being like the playboy, but he's like, well, I've never had sex with Marcelly because I respect her so much. It's like, oh, that's cute. Claire trying to help, I guess. I don't know. At least she's making herself useful on the boat. I don't have anything. Oh, Willoughby, I guess. Yeah,
Yeah,
I like
Willoughby,
Willoughby.
and I like. I wrote
I
down.
didn't like all of his story because it felt a little bit charged. However, I liked a majority of it, and I liked his like idea about stories not being told the same way twice or all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's probably true because when you look at back on a story, you see it differently. So that is probably accurate. But much of his story was also using a number of fruit analogies for female body parts, which felt weird.
Yeah, also just kind of being like, and now they won't even look at me because I'm Chinese. It's like, okay, or
Okay.
maybe they just don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I liked Willoughby in this. I wrote down Jamie. I have no idea why. But yeah, that seems whatever. That's it. What were your worst parts?
Jamie being seasick, I didn't need to see that.
No.
Long and boring.
Yeah, British kidnapping I thought was bad and so fucking long and boring is what I wrote in all caps.
The British kidnapping, yes, was not great. However, it's not like they didn't give notice. They did tell the captain of the other ship, we'll drop her off wherever you need her in Jamaica, and you guys can meet up with each other after that. But we need her services right now. And it's just like, oh, you should have told Claire that,
And you should
but,
have told Jamie that
and you should
too.
have told Jamie that, but in the end, they did give some notice.
Yeah, that they just didn't give notice to people who needed to consent. So I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, fair. That's
So
not, it's not good. It's
what
just
grade did you give this episode?
D plus.
I gave it a D. This episode sucked. And
All of these episodes at sea suck.
they're really bad. I mean, and there's a whole lot of, again, we're going to get into this next episode, Heaven and Earth, season 3, episode 10. There is a lot of, if you have seen Master and Commander, which tells a lot of the same stuff in a more engaging way, a lot more quickly, and with better music, it's worth it. But that's not what this is. So, sorry.
Whatever.
Jamie sees the boat loon and says, clear!
He does not take it well and he has to be taken to the brig. Whatever.
More long illness sequences. Oh my Lord, this is
Well,
just
Claire
interminable.
makes friends with Elias Pound, who is basically like second in command or
He's
whatever.
14.
He's
He's so
14 years old.
cute.
He's very sweet. He has to watch his friends die around him, which is not great.
No.
Claire figures out who Patient Zero is, and he was working in the galley, so everyone was getting it from the food that they were eating, which is not ideal.
No.
So they isolate him. Jamie wants to commit a mutiny, and Fergus is like, fuck no.
Yeah, Fergus is like, you're not gonna endanger me and my
And
girl.
Jamie's like, oh, well, then you don't know what real love is. It's like, fuck that. Dude, what?
He's like, I need to get my wife back.
If
It's
you help break
ruined.
me out, I'll give you your blessing, the blessing to marry or whatever. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Elias gives Claire his lucky rabbit's foot or whatever.
Which is what leads to the next thing.
Well, that's in a minute. They apparently boarded a Portuguese ship weeks ago. It might be the one with young Ian. Doesn't matter. There is a record of Jamie's true identity and a ledger on the ship, and Claire finds that out, and he's just. And it basically says, oh, yeah, this guy's an enemy of the crown. So it's somebody who knows what Jamie was up to
Well,
back in
right,
the
and
Emperor.
there's a warrant out for him because of the murder. So apparently, someone had discovered the dead body that was put in the creme de menthe cask.
Yeah.
And so they're like, yeah, there's a murder warrant out for Jamie.
Yep. And she finds out it's the guy who set fire to the print shop. And it's like, oh, no.
Eyeless man. He's not eyeless like Lord John Grey, though.
That we haven't gotten there yet.
No, but they have eyeless people on this. They're just not as compelling to Natalie as Lord John Grey.
True.
And so then we get to people, more people dying on the ship, one of whom ends up being Elias, which is sad.
Yeah.
And they cast his body into the ocean. Claire
Goat
has also
lady.
befriended like the goat lady.
Yeah, who helps her escape and get to Grand Turk Island. She was about to go, but then the captain was like, nah, I know who your husband is, and you are still going to be used as bait to catch him, so sucks to suck. And but Claire jumps overboard after a while
Like
and
so long
left
and drawn out
shore.
and stupid.
And
And
I don't
well,
know
again,
that.
there's like no reason for this. Like they get pretty far away from Grand Turk Island. And the
Turks
goat
side
lady.
that's not really habited.
Well, I mean, so
Inhabited, sorry.
right, so she jumps overboard with empty casks to be used as a raft. And how is Jamie's supposed to know where to look for her. I mean, that's the part that's like so dumb for me. You're doing this so you can get to Jamie before like the bad guys get to Jamie. But Jamie doesn't know there are bad guys. Jamie doesn't know where you are. Jamie doesn't know any of this. And how in the fuck is this supposed to help him? This is dumb, Claire. And guess what? You're dumb.
Yeah, and literally, how would anyone know you stopped there?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Stupid bullshit in all caps.
So
It
dumb.
is stupid bullshit.
So it doesn't matter. Oh, also, I forgot to mention last episode, like for the first time since she's gone back to the past, other than like her initial meeting with Jamie, she brings up, oh, I miss my daughter.
Randomly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And now there's a Brianna mention for Jamie or whatever. Marcelly and Fergus help get him out because, oh, you'll be on good behavior, whatever, blah. And you
Whatever.
don't deserve Fergus because Fergus helps you get out of here with minimal damage to everyone, whatever.
Right. I think
And
they need people like to help do something.
yeah,
And I can't remember what the something is,
it
so I'm
really
kind of at the
doesn't
point where
matter.
I
It,
don't
I don't
care.
care.
I really don't care. I mean, this phase is where in the first watch, I was like, I don't think I need to watch this show anymore. I think this is just dumb. Because it
It
is. It's
definitely made me lose faith.
Yeah.
But
So it pushed through, or I'm saying that because I don't remember the next couple seasons that well. So, you can push through. It'll be okay.
these few episodes are so
They're
boring, like
boring, and and again,
endless.
like there are so many ways to portray this that would be more compelling, and we don't have any of them. But I don't know. What were your best parts of this episode?
Elias, I liked him.
Oh yeah, Elias is
Fergus for
great.
keeping a clear head and Goat Lady.
Yeah, I wrote Goat Lady because again she takes some risks
Her
to
name's
help Claire.
Annika.
Whatever. I liked Elias. That was about it. What were your worst parts?
Long and boring, and Mr. Pound dying, Elias dying.
Elias dying. I was bored, and again, like these plot lines are so
It's an
derivative.
hour-long
It's
episode.
so derivative. It's like it's terrible. So what? What grade did you give this?
D plus.
D for doldrums from me.
It's
So,
not even the name of this episode, but sure.
whatever. But I'm still in the doldrums because it sucked. We are anticipating that things are going to get better, and or less predictable. And
The next
we're
episode, I
yeah,
don't know what the fucking
it's
next episode
look,
is.
push through. There will be rum maybe for the next episode. What do you think? Maybe some rum.
Probably.
Maybe we'll be feeling better, and that might help a lot. But in any case, we hope that you join us. And cheers.
Cheers.